Okay, so we're holding over here. I think last we spoke before Purim. We're discussing over here the issue with medications. So we talked a little bit. We had quite a few shumer about gelatin and gelatin capsules or just straight up gelatin. So again, we're not going to be so radical and assume that gelatin is kosher. Even though again, there were quite a few gedolim in history that held gelatin was kosher, and there is a strong argument today that they're using less and less gelatin of the animal, and they're using much more non-animal gelatin. But we're going to go with the assumption here of the Hayrav, the gedolim in America, and all the major kosher organizations is to treat gelatin as if it is not kosher. And we won't eat gelatin straight up. The question is, what about in a gelatin capsule form? What happens if it's coated for medication or something like that? So we started to talk a little bit, if I'm not mistaken, last time. And we got as far as the discussion of achshavei. We were discussing the question of eating something in a way that it's not really fit for human consumption. So we had a Russian psachim. The Russian psachim told us that if you have chametz on Pesach that's rotten or spoiled, if you eat it, you're going to be over the Isra of Achilas Chametz. So the question was, it's not food. So the Russians reduced us to a Yisoid called Achshavei. Achshavei means that if you consider it food, it now becomes food. The guy down the block won't eat it, and the dog won't eat it. But you ate it. You're a Meshuggah, you ate it. So since you ate it, it becomes food. And now if it's food, you're over the Isra of Achilas Chametz on Pesach. We pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch Paskens like that, as explained to us by the Mishnah Berurah. So we now know that when it comes to food, at least when it comes to Pesach, if you have something that you eat, even if it's not deemed edible, it will be considered also on Pesach. The question is, how does that apply to other areas in halacha? So we had the Shagasariya. The Shagasariya applied this rule to Yom Kippur also. Shagasai said, let's say a person finds something on Yom Kippur that's moldy and disgusting, but he eats it on Yom Kippur. So the Shagasariya said, achshavei. The same way we say on Pesach Achshavei, we say Achshavei on Yom Kippur also. And then the Shagasayah said, same thing with medicinal treatment. Let's say a person eats something that's not kosher, but he's doing it for medicinal purposes. Again, not a Choyli Sheyesh Basakana. We're not talking about someone who's dying and he needs to eat, you know, a piece of pig to save his life, whatever the case may be. Says the Shagasayah, we would say the same rule. We would say Achshavei there also. And therefore, although the rest of the world doesn't look at this as food, but if you're eating it for medicinal reasons, it becomes food. So we pointed out, according to that Shagasai, you're going to have a problem on your hands. Why? Because when you're consuming a gel capsule, so that is considered eating gelatin.
You said consuming and then eating.
Right, so I'm trying to be careful.
So are we swallowing?
You're swallowing it. We'll put us, right?
So there's no enjoyment of the...
There's no hanos groino, there's no good taste to it. So according to the Shagasai, that might be a question of achshavei. Shagasai holds when you eat something for medicinal reasons, and it's not kosher, it's no different than eating.
You're really doing it just to transport.
So that's why most Achorim disagree with the Shagasai. As we pointed out, I think that's where we left off a little bit. Number five in the article in the journal Mesaira, in the article that appears from Rabbi Heber, David Heber, Rav in Baltimore. So he quotes over here this Shagasai, which we saw together, and he points out there's a big difference between the case of the Shagasai with medicine and the case of the Gemara with the Rosh Pesachim. The Rosh Pesachim was talking about food. A guy sees a moldy piece of bread, and he's so hungry, he's so sick of the matzah, he doesn't want any more matzah, he has a desire to eat the moldy piece of bread. So we have a rule called achshavei. Achshavei means that when I eat this moldy piece of bread on Pesach, it's ke'il why I eat chametz on Pesach. But the problem is we're talking about medicinal treatments over here. I don't want to eat this. I'm not eating it because I want it. No one goes over to the gelatin capsule and says, oh yeah, it's such a taiva for shtick gelatin.
You don't even want the gel capsule.
Oh, exactly. Right. So gel capsules on top of it. Yeah. I really just want the medication. Norvos, for some reason, I need to have the gel capsule. And I really wish I wasn't sick in the first place. So he writes over number five in the journal, number five, he writes, Omnom ein divri ha-shagasaya muskomim lakal. You should know that the shagasaya is not agreed by all. So there are achrenim who disagreed with the premise of the Shagasai. Now he quotes for us the Steichemet, which is a big toiva. Because if you ever try looking up a Steichemet, it's very hard to find. The Steichemet wrote so much, and even though it's in Aleph Beis order, I have such a hard time finding Steichemet. So I think Rabbi Heber. Steichemet was a Yid who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he came from other places, and when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, they kept on telling him that this is the minhag. And he always was wondering if the minhag is right or the minhag was made up. So he went traveling to find out and research. He was like an encyclopedia almost of information. He died in the early 1900s to stay chemed. Remember once I heard a guy get up and say, I saw an early source to stay chemed. I said, early? The early 1900s, my friend, is not early. You want to tell me you saw something in the 1600s, we could talk. I think he died in 1904, 1905, but it just he was like an encyclopedia. It's like unbelievable amounts of information. So he writes over here, Ein medivrei harosh raya l'chayim. He says, first of all, you can't compare the Rosh, who was chometz on Pesach, to a sick person. I'm not eating it because I consider it food. If I ask you, why are you eating this? Well, it's because I look at it as it's food. No, it's not. I'm doing it because I want to get better. And the only way to get better is if I take the medicine. People do a lot of things they don't want to do to get better. So eating is not a right. So Pierce Dvar, so Rabbi Heber, so he elaborates. The harosh mayri kishu oichel dover ha'aser she'ein roi lachila k'dei le'echol. Again, why is this guy eating a moldy piece of bread? Because he wants to eat. That's his intention. Now you can argue, well, he's only eating because he's hungry. So this, no. He wants to eat. That, at the end of the day, is his intention. His intention is to eat. Da'anu kivin shuvat le'echol af she'ein roi lachila kivin da'achshevinu l'dover ha'nechol achshav havi k'dover ha'aser she'roi le'echol. That becomes us. You can't tell me I consider gelatin capsules food. I don't want to eat gelatin or gelatin capsule. I'm eating it just to get better. Therefore, the argument can be made that these things don't become food. They're not food. They're not considered food. They're not looked at as food. They're not viewed as food. And therefore, achshavei would not play a role. And therefore, we should be back to square one, that it shouldn't be a problem. He does point out, nimtza bedover shenoysen tam lefkam. What happens if that's all true if the food is repulsive tasting? Some of these medications have a bad taste. Oy in the tam kol, there's no taste. Bland. So that's something we have to know. If there's no taste, or there's even a negative taste, so then you don't have to worry. Because there's no achshavei medications, if there's no achshavei medications. So basically what we're saying now is taking a gelatin capsule is not the end of the world. Why? Because even if you hold, like what we came out with the last 3 weeks, that gelatin is taka not kosher, and you don't really know where the gelatin comes from unless you call up the manufacturer. Now again, if you taka have the patience for it, and you do the research, they might tell you where it comes from. If you call up the company, I know someone, a friend of mine, is a pharmacist. He was telling me, if you turn to the back of the bottle, there's a number to call. You call them. I called them once. They called me back like Friday night or something. They left a voice note on my phone. And by the time I called them back, I was already a Balagan. But there are people who do this kisei there. So my friend is a pharmacist. So he does this a lot. He tries to call as many companies as he can. So if you email them, you call them, you can ask them, by the way, where do you get your gelatin from? And if they tell you it's non-animal, so then you're good to go. But if you, even if you want to be machmir, so he's saying that if you're taking a pill or a capsule, you don't want that as food. That's not food. So even though gelatin is not kosher, this is not considered food, and you're okay to go.
And it's a medicine you need or don't need?
Like, here we're talking about chodesh ein besakana. Here we're talking about even shein besakana.
So vitamins?
Vitamins we'll get to in a second. Vitamins might be different. There might be three categories. Chodesh ein besakana, this whole share is irrelevant for. We said that, I think, the first week. Chodesh ein besakana, take whatever the doctor tells you. Don't start running around. The guy needs heart medication, blood pressure medication. Now, again, if it's easy, you go to the pharmacy, and the pharmacist says, well, which one do you want? Okay, so go with the kosher brand, you know, no harm. But if it's a question of, you know, you're not going to get the medication, then we're not playing with it. That's a chodesh ein besakana. Now, then there's a chodesh ein besakana. Again, some of the over-the-counter medications, Tylenols, Advils, you know, that's a mechush ba'alma. You have a headache, you have a, you know, whatever. And then we'll see vitamins. And then, Belineda, when we have time, we'll come back to the third category, which is really the cough medicines, where there's not gelatin, but something called glycerin, which is more complicated than the gelatin. So now we're in the ballpark of what we'll call a chodesh ein besakana. Guys, right? Tylenol comes in gel caps. The guy has a big headache, he has a migraine. Okay, I shouldn't say migraines, could be halakhically in their own category. The guy has a headache, you know, his foot hurts, you know, he danced too much on Purim or drank too much on Purim, whatever. He just needs something to knock away the pain. He's not in any sakana. So then if he has the gel capsules in his medicine cabinet, it seems like that would not be a problem according to what we're saying. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, Nigros Moshe number 6. And this tshuva is about Pesach. Right, everyone always tumbles before Pesach. You know, I love when people call me up before Pesach. Is this medicine okay? I don't know. I have no idea what's in your medicine. You know, I love when people call up rabbis and ask me, is this shoe okay before Tisha B'Av? What's it made of? They ask me. I ask them, what's it made of? I don't know. How would I know what's it made of then? You think there's some rabbis training for shoes? Like, what's leather? Well, I have no idea what it's made of. If it's made of, we can figure it out. So I have no idea what's in your medication. I wish I knew what's in your medication. So you got to find out what's in the medication first. So Moshe has a tshuva nigris. Moshe, a very popular tshuva. He writes, Obedover ha-refuah. We're getting close to Pesach already. You know, the Jewish women don't want to hear the word Pesach until after Purim. And that was my wife's policy. She says, we're not talking about Pesach until Purim is over. Now Purim is over, now we got to talk about Pesach, right? So back to Pesach, right? So what happens to the medications on Pesach? So again, if someone is a Cholish Yesh by Sakana, he takes every medicine that he has to take on Pesach. He has blood pressure medication, his heart medication, that we're not debating that. We're talking about someone who's a Cholish Yesh by Sakana. He's not in any danger. What about for Pesach? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he writes, Ubedover ha-refuah sh'ata tzorech likach gam be-Pesach v'yata choshesh in your word ula yesham ezech shash chometz. Hine. Mekeven shel refuah ha-nituach sh'asu be-ever pinimi. Says Rav Moshe, since you're taking it for some form of surgery procedure that you had done internally, Pasha shetzorech likach, you have to take it. Avim hayivadei chametz. Says Rav Moshe, you can have chametz in there, but you had a procedure done. You need to take the medicine. Like the guy who has a heart condition, he needs to take his pills for a week. Ube'etzem af beloisa kona inchshash, the kvan nidvatel kaidim ha-pesach b'shamaycha. Says Rav Moshe, and even if you weren't asakona, the chametz that was there was bottled before Pesach. Ah, you'll tell me, so what? I'm eating chametz. Says Rav Moshe, va'achshavei lo yishayach b'dovah shalokach l'refuah. Says Rav Moshe, there's no achshavei medicine. The after the dvarim morim u'mu'asim leitam refuah. Why? Because it's disgusting. It's no flavor. It's a capsule. It's a tablet. There's no taste. U'lechein ein l'cha ma'lach hashash. You have nothing to be worried about. V'tikach refuah k'vishe omal l'cha reife. Take the medicine like the doctor said. V'ashem yisbarach yitin shiyazel l'refuah. The medicine should work. Okay. So what do you see from Rav Moshe?
This is talking about an operation.
So Rav Moshe in the tshuva said, you grad the ar sakana, you could take anything. But then Rav Moshe said, and even if you weren't in a sakana, it's still okay. Because Dr. Rav Moshe, there's no achshavei on medicine. So Rav Moshe holds like, not like the Shah Gesariah. The Shah Gesariah held his achshavei on medicine. Rav Moshe is telling us clearly medication is no achshavei. So if there's chametz in your medicine, if there's treifus in your medicine, who cares? It's not food. The fact that it started off being the part of the hide of an animal and now it's in your capsule. So Rav Moshe says, so what? It's not food. No one needs gelatin in this current situation. Therefore says Rav Moshe, it's not a problem.
And this would say
gelatin.
That's true. Sometimes there's wheat in it.
Right. Rav Moshe says, even if it comes gum. So Rav Moshe held medications. So why does everyone make themselves crazy we'll have to see. The answer is because they're choshesh for the Shah Gesariah. If you don't hold the Shah Gesariah, you can take any medicine you want on Pesach. What's the problem? There's no achshavei. Now it's not just Rav Moshe, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, number 7. Mutter levloya kapsulos osui mi gelatin. Said Rabbi Yaakov, you're allowed to swallow gelatin capsules. Ve'ein tzarech lifter kapsulos k'tei levloya rakachoy mehamirabish ha-besaychon. And you're not mechuyev to open the capsule and just take the actual medicine. Now again, I remember speaking to my friend who is a pharmacist. I believe that the gelatin is also sometimes there to help solve and break down the medicine. So I would not suggest anyone do that without discussing it with your doctor. Right, there's always a cheshbon to why it's there, so I'm not giving you that suggestion. Now, obviously, that would be a great way to bypass the gelatin issue, is if you open the capsule and just take the medicine, you're good. But says Rav Yaakov, you don't have to do it. Why? V'zeh mutter afilu l'choy l'she'im boi sakana. Says Rabbi Yaakov, a cholish b'sakana, mechush ba'al, my headache. Says Rabbi Yaakov, why? V'loy shayich achshavei b'zeh kivin shurak l'tzarech hafua. So in English, what Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Moshe are both saying is no achshavei medicine, unlike the Shah Gesariah. Okay, so we don't pass on the Shah Gesariah.
Okay, was it chewable, though?
That's where it's going to get complicated. That's where things are going to get complicated. When you have a chewable, or you have a sweet-flavored liquid medication, then it's hard to say there's no achshavei.
Well, why?
Well, we'll get to that also. We'll see. Can you still argue that at the end of the day, like, right? Right. So again, if you have, let's say, for example, some of these vitamins can really be replaced, at least the kid ones, can easily be replaced as candy. They look the same, they taste the same, they have the same texture. They, you call them vitamins, so you give it to the kid, and they look like candy. So that already is a little bit trickier, right? That's a real shayla. If you have a gelatin-based vitamin.
No, so if you were a child, I could see that because I'm eating it. You think I'm eating it? Okay, I'm fooled. You fooled the kid.
Fooled
the kid. Okay, so that's right.
So we're gonna have to see what happens when you have food that has a good taste and it's enjoyable. Is that gonna change the achshavei element? We're gonna have to see. So right now we should feel comfortable if we have gelatin capsules in our medicine cabinet for Tylenol, Advil, Motrin, whatever comes. It seems like both Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Moshe, two two great gedolim of America. You know, if I can't, Rav Moshe was the one who said gelatin was no good in the first place, right? So if I'm going to take Rav Moshe's chumrah and gelatin, I should take his kula with the medication, right? That seems to make sense. Let's take a look at some of the Eretz Yisrael de Kepayskim. Again, Shmuel Vosno Shevet Alevi. So he writes, V'chozel Dine Aval Im Yesh Efshar, meaning he comes out and says also, there's no Achshavei medicine. But then he writes a little bit more. He writes, Aval Im Yesh Efsharis Livcha Bein Beis Refuos. Let's say you go to the drugstore. And there's two choices of Tylenol. There's Tylenol gel caps, and there's regular. Says Rav Shmuel Vosner, Sheba'achas Ein Taruvas Kezeh Mitzvah Lahadar Acharov. It's better to get the other kind. Then he says, but if you attack just a mechosh, mamish just a headache, you're not even b'chayil shem b'sakana, then he thinks it's kedai to be machmir because of a shach. Okay, maybe I'll talk about it, but then he thinks he should be machmir. So even though again, me'ikir adin is mutter, it's mutter. But you know, today, Baruch Hashem, we have so many options and flexibilities, which is why we have a lot of chumras. Right? The reason why we have so many chumras today is because people say, why not be machmir? The answer is, why yes, be machmir? You know, it depends how you look at things. They're like, why not? You can get it. But who says I'm a chuyiv? We'll have to talk about how far do you go. Let's say pharmacy A doesn't carry it. Pharmacy A only has gelatin. But you know, if you go 20 minutes to pharmacy B, you can get, you know, non-gelatin. Am I a chuyiv? Should I? So we'll have to see. So the Tzitz Eliezer, I believe Eliezer Waldenberg, has a tshuva where he writes, based on what I wrote earlier, you don't have to open up the capsule and take out the medicine. You can leave the capsule with the gelatin. No problem. So again, Tzitz Eliezer also being matter gelatin capsules. Then we have the Koivitz Chuvas Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv writes, one of his chuvas, he says, Ubi Yardeis have been paid dal de sheretz saruf mota lo ichloi mishum refuah. There's a loch in Yardeis that if you have a burnt sheretz, right, the sheretz, a bug, burnt up, it's crisp. It's crispy bug. So the loch is, you're allowed to eat it, mishum refuah. You're allowed to eat it for refuah purposes. Why? The afra baalmu. We consider it afra baalmu. It's no longer food. It's so burnt up. It's so charcoaled. It's mota for refuah. It's only mutter for refuah. But you can't just stam as I eat it because you're hungry. So what's the pshat? What's the difference? So he explains. Says Rabbi Yashiv the same thing as with Moshe and Reb Yankiv, that there's no achshavei on food. So if I go over to something and I eat it because I'm hungry, that's achshavei. But medicine is not achshavei. So he writes, So again, Rabbi Yashiv seems to be on the same page, that there's no din achshavei on medications. Last one, the Minchas Chein, Rabbi Nayach Isaac Obam, a Rav in my neighborhood, Kiyaron Hill, so he writes, and that's what many poiskim of our times assume. We went through a bunch of them, that there is no achshavei on medicine. If there's no achshavei on medicine, you don't have a problem. Okay, fine, very geschmack. There's no achshavei on medicine, so if there's no achshavei on medicine, we should be somewhat okay with the consumption of gelatin capsules. Why would you not want to take a gelatin capsule? Because Shagazariah says there is achshavei medicine. I Rav Moshe, Rav Yakiv, all these people. But so Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky writes the following, or as quoted as saying number 12. He says, "Umoyv Rabbi Shlita Amar." This is the Sefer by Rabbi Kleinerman quoting from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. He said the following: "Da afilu im elu shehim ksheres lepesach im yikarim yosem argilim." Let's say you could get kosher lepesach medicine. You can get the chametz out of it. So Reb Shmuel said you should buy them, even if they're more expensive. Afilu hachi yesh liknois haksherim. You should still buy the kosher ones. Very easy. Gam kem shal shuvas tzitz Eliezer. Da'af agav the medina harbei trufas mutar bepesach. Mutar. B'shem Yisrael kedoshim heim yesh lachzor lechatchila achrei kol adrochim shelo yibehem kol teruvas chametz shehem. Again, this might be true for Pesach, because again, we know that when it comes to Pesach, there's a term called chumra de pischa. When it comes to Pesach, we pull out no stops when it comes to chumras. We find every chumra. Again, I'm not making fun. Chas v'shalom, we're trying to talk about it. How important chumra the pischa is. I'm not a joke here. But it could be not so for the rest of the year. It could be for Pesach, okay? Pesach, we don't want to ingest anything that has any shaykhis to chumras. Maybe. But at least for Pesach, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is pointing out that although Meikar Adin, again, Rav Moshe's tshuva was about Pesach. We read it together. But nonetheless, he's pointing out that if you could, which is why all the new books come out every single year with what is kosher l'Pesach and what is not kosher l'Pesach, really, in theory, you can put the book aside and say it's not a geir. Because everything is kosher, because no ashrei, but okay, we try our best.
Wait, like, for example, I guess when you get into a little, I mean, I guess, it's about the flavoring, for example, the antacids and the like.
Right. So,
those clearly medicine, but I guess,
I don't know. So as long as they're not flavored, then there should be the same conversation we're having now, which should really be mikra din fine. Now, it happens to be that they do make them now with hashkacha. The Star K does have hashkacha on some of the antacids. I use them myself. They definitely have them. But the non-flavored ones should definitely not be a problem. There's no good taste. You know, it's got to be, there's no achshavei. So in theory, it should be okay. I try to buy the kosher brand just because it's available and accessible. So if you take a look, the Star K does give to a slew of antacids, and they're available even in the in the non-Jewish. I found them in Rite Aid, CVS, like non-kosher stores. I still found them, and the prices are basically the same. So I buy them just because, why not? But Maker Adin, it should be the same discussion. Now it's interesting over here. There's a Ramon Yerodea. The Ramon writes in Yerodea, "Ve'ematim shum dover iser l'chayla." We don't permit something which is usher to a chayla. Im yuchalas is a raful beheter. If there is a heter way to do it, right? This is what we just said like 2 seconds ago. If you have two choices, so then don't do iser. Now again, it's not exactly like our case, because our case, we're not saying gelatin is iser. We're saying this is not also because of achshavei. But the Ramah does write, if you have a kosher option, you should go with the kosher option. Even though it might take you longer to find the kosher option, because you're not in any danger. Now again,
Robin. Is that just kosher option or just going for an option that's not gelatin?
Right, so the case of the Ramah was talking about you're going to be eating a dover which is mamish iser. Right, you're going to be eating something which is iser, you're going to be eating some not kosher food, but that's the medicine that you need. So then we say, listen, instead of eating a piece of pig to cure you, eat, you know, a capsule. The question is, would we say the same thing here also? Say, listen, instead of going the gelatin route, go the non-gelatin route and the kosher route to heal you. Now the Shach writes over here, he says, so this Shach is going to come up a little later when we're going to be discussing the question of how much would you need to be mevatel? Meaning, how much would I, if there's not kosher food in there, how much would I need to be able to be mevatel the treif, or the not kosher, that's in the medication. So the Shach says that something asr afagav deloy noisin tam, and even though it doesn't give off a taste, so if there'd be gelatin there, you'd have to have shishim keneged. So you'd have to have 60 times more than the gelatin in the capsule to do bittel on that. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that at a different point. Now we're going to try another angle. About another interesting way to get around the gelatin capsule issue. Let's say, for example, you want to still be machmer the gelatin capsule. Is there still another way that you can ingest or take a gelatin capsule, yoytzel chalashitas? And the answer is perhaps based on a Gemara in Pesachim. There's a Gemara in Pesachim number page 2, number 15. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, bola matzah yotza, bola mor lo yotza. Let's say a guy swallows matzah without chewing. Right? He crumples the matzah up into little pieces and he just straight down the throat. No chewing. So the Gemara says it's yotza. But bolo mora lo yotza. If you do that with mora, you're not yotza. So the Gemara explains, what about bolo matzah umor? Let's say you swallowed matzah and mora the same, you know, one swallow. So the Gemara says, day matzah yotza, day mora lo yotza. You can't be yotza mora unless you get the mora feeling. But matzah is just about going into your stomach. So as long as the matzah goes down, you throw it into your stomach, you yotza achilas matzah. Says the Gemara, korchom besiv. Let's say you wrap the matzah. It's a form of a wrapping, a plastic or something. Ubalon af yidei matzah nami lo yotza. So this is something which, you know, kids don't try this at home. If you take your matzah and you wrap it in some form of a, I don't know, plastic, a napkin or something, and you swallow it, you're not yotza the matzah. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara, l'chaira, that when you wrap things in food and you ingest it, but it's wrapped in something, that's not considered an achila. Because I'm not yotza matzah. Now for matzah, all I need is an achila. Because the contrast to mora. Mora, I need to have a chewing and a feeling of bitterness in my mouth. Matzah, I just need to go into my throat, into my stomach. So why does it matter that I wrapped it in plastic, I wrapped it in tissue? So you see from over here that when we talk about achila, whenever there's a halachic status of eating, if it's wrapped in something, it's not called eating. So now the question is, can I borrow this to something else? Can I take this same halacha and matzah and apply it to here? What do I mean by that? Let's say, for example, you take a tissue, a little piece of tissue paper, and you wrap the capsule in the tissue paper. And then you swallow the capsule. Would that solve the problem? Why? Because the same way, when I wrap my matzah on Pesach, it's not called an achila. So when I wrap my capsule, it's also not called achila. So even if you hold, like the Shagas Aryeh, that medication might be achshavei, but it's still not a ma'aseh achila. Harayah for matzah. So if it's not a ma'aseh achila, you can't get me for eating something not kosher. That's a cheshbon that you can make. Now, the problem is, do we have the right to make that jump from matzah to iser? The Gemara was talking about for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, we said if it's wrapped in something, it's not called an achila. I have the right to say, well, the same way it's not called a ma'aseh achila for Pesach, for mitzvah's matzah, it's not called an achila for isurim also.
Is that because?
Because it's not called a ma'aseh achila. It's lacking the definition of an achila. So can I borrow that to other areas where the Torah says don't eat? Let's say the Torah says don't eat treif. Okay, I didn't eat treif because I wrapped the treif in a napkin. So the shayla, this shayla...
The Gemara doesn't say anything about achila. It just says that you're not yatzeh the mitzvah of
matzah. Why? Because you didn't fulfill... What does the Torah say by matzah?
Because it's covered. We don't know.
But we know by matzah, the Torah says eat matzah. But erev toichlu matzahs, right? The mitzvah is to eat matzah. Unlike Moro, where it's not about eating, it's about feeling it. Here it's about ingesting the matzah. That's why you don't have to chew it. You just got to get it down. So if that's true by matzah, can I say, well, it's the same thing by not kosher food. The Torah says don't eat not kosher food. Don't ingest not kosher food. So if this is not deemed in eating, so it's not deemed in eating for Isurim as well. It's a question. The Mishnah Lamelech clears it for a shayla. Number 16. Reb Chaim Oizer quotes on the Mishnah Lamelech. He writes, "V'hinei bedin karchoy besiv." With regard to wrapping things with some form of a napkin, the gabi isurim. What about when it's not mitzvah? It's iser. Shenistabik. I'm Mishnah Lamelech with Perak Yudal. Melech is machalos asuris. The Mishnah Lamelech clears the shayla. It's not my chakira. The Mishnah Lamelech says, "Do we have the right to borrow this concept in the Gemara Pesachim, which is again we're talking about a mitzvah?" And apply it to something which is iser. Now, again, you could clear and say, no, maybe mitzvahs are different. The Torah's requirement for mitzvah is different than the Torah's requirement for iser. You know, you can get very, you know, maybe iser is about, right? We know when a person eats not kosher food, it has a timtum halev. It impacts his heart. So maybe kosher food, even if it's wrapped, will still have that magical negative power to do that. So therefore, it doesn't matter. You can clear either way.
The concept in the Gemara is, regardless whether you had a taste,
right, because the Gemara contrasts to Moro. Moro, the Gemara says, if you swallow without tasting it, lo yotze. Matzah yotze. So you see from that by matzah, the mitzvah is just get matzah into your stomach. That's what an achil is, right? If you ask someone, what is eating? This goes, takes us back to throwback to Elonira stuff, right? What is eating? What does it mean to eat? The Torah says, eat matzah on Pesach. What does that mean to eat? So does that mean to chew? Yeah, normal people chew and eat things. Now we'll actually talk about, how's the normal way to eat a pill? You don't chew a pill. You swallow a pill. We'll have to see how that impacts.
Same ingestion.
It's correct. It still gets down, but normal food is chewed. I mean, let's say a guy decides to eat not kosher food. Let's say he takes a piece of chicken. Instead of chewing it and biting it and swallowing it, he goes, pops it straight down. Would that change the halachic status? Would that be called not an achila? So we'll see. There's another thing called not darkei loichel. It's not the way to eat. So we'll have to see. That's Hanah's groiner. That's Hanah, if you enjoyed it. But here, we're going to see, even that way, there might be a cheshbin. If it's not the normal way of eating, it might not be Nisr Deraisa. It'll still be Nisr Rabbana, but...
We discussed that in the morning.
Yeah. Well, this came up in Eilon Iris, this discussion. So let's take a look over in the Tshuva from Reb Chaim Moizer, number 16. Zok to Chaim Moizer. So the Shaila from the Mishnah Lomelech is, what about Macholos Asuris? Helu Achreinim She'ein Isr, there is no Isr. The Achreinim say, the Achreinim assume, the same way wrapped matzah is not an achila, wrapped pork is also not an achila. No iser. Because of Kedah Minchas Chinuch, Bekamah Mekoinis, Minchas Chinuch writes like that. Ubishas Chuvas Ksav Seifer, the famous son of the Chsam Seifer, Herich Bazev Vehelde, Bekrocha Besov Iser Teira Leka. The Efshe the Isser Bidra Bonanik. So the Ksav Seifer is like in the between. He says, there's no iser deraisa, but it might be also Midra Bon. Okay. Says Reb Chaim Oizer v'nira de ba'oichlim shenifsalu machila. If you take food that's no longer edible for people, v'karchoy b'siv gam hashagisar yomoyde de'en kanis d'rabbanon. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, if you take, let's fill in the blank, gelatin, which again, according to Reb Chaim Oizer, gelatin wasn't treif. It's interesting, right? But says Reb Chaim Oizer, if you take food that was also to eat, but it's no longer deemed edible by people, and you wrap it in a paper towel, even the Shagis Ayi would tell you it's mutter. Kivin she'eino yoichal iser ba'atzmei rakei de'siv. V'alkei niril b'niris, that b'niris yidon, says Reb Chaim Oizer, de'bevadei mutl refu l'choy le'shem b'sekon adon nifsam achila v'gam korcho b'siv. So what do you see according to this Reb Chaim Oizer? If you want to feel very, very good about yourself and not any guilt, so you take the gelatin capsule, you wrap it in a little bit of tissue paper, and you swallow it. Good. It's alashitas. You yotze the shagasaria, because even according to the shagasaria, that is achshevei medicine, but since I wrapped it, and now that I wrapped it, it's not considered an achilo, so now I'm good to go.
And it would work for comets in medicine on Pesach?
In theory, you can make the same argument, right? Now, does anyone actually suggest that? The answer is yes. Rabbi Belsky. Rabbi Belsky writes in number 17, in his Sefer Shulchan Alevi, Ulamaisa, b'choyle sheyesh b'sakana hakol mutter. Again, we can't emphasize this enough. For choylem that a yesh b'sakana, take whatever medicine you need. We don't chas v'sham the people getting hurt or harmed because they decided, I can't take my heart medication today because I have a shayla. No. Choyle sheyesh b'sakana, take everything that you need without a question. Now, b'choyle sheyesh b'sakana, hasirupim l'minehem, a lot of the syrups, which will hopefully get to next week, I guess. V'chein kadurei mitzitza. Kadurei mitzitza are more like sucking candies. Netilos and higider chanosan. That's, again, people always ask, does a sucking candy, a cough drop, need hashkach? The answer is, yeah, you're eating it. You gotta make a bracha also. V'ein lakochon lo ishuk sheris musmach. They should not be taken without a reliable kashrus hashkach. Netilos kadurim lo tzipui. Let's say you have pills without any outside covering. There's no hana there. Umut a little and serach fu, that's okay. Now kidurim im tzipui v'chein kimusos kapsulos osuim miderach klal mi gelatin, back to gelatin capsules. Yesh makoim lisamach al matir. Says Rabbi Belsky, you could rely on those matirim, which I would say is his rabbeim, both Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Belsky considered, I think, both of them to be his rabbeim. They both told us there's no achshavei medicines. V'haroyte lahachmir yochel la'atef es hakadur b'chatichos near tissue. Put a wrap in a little piece of tissue paper. Now, I don't know what that does to someone's inside stomach. I have no idea. Leave that to Google. The guy's got, you can imagine your family's watching you. I'm about to take a pill, no problem. Let me just wrap it in tissue paper first. You're like, whoa, what world is he from? But that's what Babelski points out, that it's an extra hidur, we'll call it. But then he writes, omnam. Again, he says the same thing we saw from Shmuel Kamenetsky. If you can find medication with a heter, even if it might be a tircha or a kostu, try to get the kosher medicine if you could. Now, he repeats again. Capsules. Kasher boilim capsulos mitzupos b'gelatin. They are coated with gelatin. Odif la'atoif oisei b'shechvas tissue daka. It's better to wrap them in a little bit of tissue paper, and swallow them with the tissue. But there are those that are matter without it. Who are those? That's Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Moshe, right? They held that there is no problem with achshavei, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Now, here's where it gets a little bit beyond what I want to get into tonight, but we'll just mention the conversation. Says Rabbi Belsky, these are for people that are not feeling well. Avol toisvei mazon vitaminim, but those that are taking vitamins shaloi l'shem refuah. This is where things get complicated in the world of vitamins. There's a lot of different reasons why people take vitamins. People take vitamins to help strengthen them, right? I think everyone's supposed to be on vitamin D. Vitamin D, right? I think my doctor told me everyone should be on vitamin D. At least if you live here in New York, none of us get enough vitamin D. Everyone's vitamin D level is low. So when you take a vitamin D pill, right, you're doing that. Some form of medicinal treatment, right? So what vitamins are we talking about that are not l'shem refuah? Right. Some, there are some vitamins that are not there for that. They're there for other reasons. Then he writes, Ein lahatir litol oisam kasher yesh b'mechshashes. Then he says, not so fast. Then he's not willing to sign off and say there's no achshav anymore. U'bemokam atzarech yesh l'chocham ayideh u'mismatzeh b'nyon meleh gara, someone smarter knows what he's doing with isha. So we're not discussing vitamins. Maybe one day we will, but for now, the truth is we really still, again, maybe after Pesach we can discuss it, or even closer to Pesach, we still haven't gotten to the concept of the mouthwashes and the toothpastes, and the vitamins kind of gets lumped a little bit into that group.
But the vitamins with no taste are still considered oxalate?
Right, that's what he's saying. He wants to say that if you have vitamins that you're not taking for medicinal reasons, but you're taking more for dietary reasons, there might be oxalate in it.
But it still has to get in the category.
So this needs a little bit more hesber, because vitamins always become tricky. Vitamins also become more complicated, like Abi Shabbos with like Refuah B'Shabbos, right? Certain medicines you're allowed to take. What about vitamins? So vitamins do and should have their own conversation. I just put this down just to whet everyone's appetite to remember that we have to come back to talk about vitamins. Okay. So Adkan, so if we'd stop right here, so we have pretty clear what to do with gelatin capsules, right? So gelatin capsules, a lot to be makel. Kedai, you know, depending on the situation. If I'm not mistaken, I think my Rebbe once told me that Hitaka wraps things in tissue papers. Okay. I don't think I've ever tried wrapping in a tissue paper, but I know people do it. I've heard of people who do it. Rabbi Belsky, they say he himself did it, Rabbi Belsky. Listen, if Rabbi Belsky did it, you know it was safe. Because he knew exactly how, he could tell you what the tissue was made out of and how it's being broken down into your stomach. So I'm assuming it's safe. But again, I take no responsibility of anyone who has, you know, issues with consuming.
Tissue.
Yeah, it's very little. I'm talking about minimal.
Once a week.
Right, a guy takes a pill, he wraps it in a little bit. I can't imagine it has that type of impact. Now, there's an interesting, again, back to the journal over here, the Masoret Journal, in number 18. Rabbi Heber goes to another conversation. He writes, he wants to try, come up with another chap, maybe, for a medication, and maybe we can consider the medicine not derech achila. If you have something which is meant to be swallowed, he says, I know the Behuda Yardea Yardea Madura Kama. Similam and hey Huva Piskachuvi Yardea Simkuf Nays of Gon Shahivi, Besave Teres Chaim Chulin. The Mbola Dover Machel. Let's say you swallow instead of chewing. What did our mothers always tell us? Chew, right? Don't swallow. You could choke Chas B'Shalom, right? It's supposed to proper eating etiquette is you chew and then you swallow. So says the Nayid Behuda, quoting from the Sefer Teres Chaim, if a person swallows something, that's called Shaloi Kedar Chana Asim. That's not the way you're supposed to eat. It's not the normal way of eating. And it's a level lower in the world of achil. So, therefore, this sefer, the Teres Chaim, wants to tell you that if you swallow isurim, right? You swallow a piece of pig, and it's for medicinal reasons, but you swallow instead of chewing it. So he thinks that can get bumped down to be a derabbanan, and maybe for chalei shem b'sakana it could be mut. Fine. V'alze chaylu kanoidi b'yehuda v'kasev dezeh mikri derech achil. Noidi b'yehuda disagree. The Rambam has a whole list of examples of what's considered an abnormal eating. He never says swallowing without chewing. So it must be that swallowing without chewing doesn't get to the level of ein derech achil. However, I'm a mincha shloima near the dafka ba'oichel gomer. That's talking about food. Sheregilam leloas ulechol. My food, again, the Noyti Behuda wasn't talking about a pill. We're talking about a piece of chazer. So a person has a piece of chazer, so he can chew the chazer, swallow like a normal person, or he pops it down his throat, bypasses the chewing. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's food. But let's say pills. He says the whole way to eat a pill is not normal. The whole way is to be consumed swallowing it. So therefore, Zokhtim Shem Zalman, then maybe itaka could be mutter. It's already knocked down from being shaloi kederech achila. Ulefizeh, tainad Rabbi Heber, choylu she'im basakana mutter likach capsulas gelatin. You can even take a capsule of gelatin. Why? Because it's not considered derech achila. Okay. Now is where we'll at least start the bigger problem. So this is all capsules and gel. What happens when you want to talk about liquid medication? What happens with liquid medication? Right? Predominantly for, let's say, coughs, people like to use liquid. You don't take, you know, you could take a pill, but a lot of times there's some very good cough medicine that are liquid. You know, you have all the Dimetaps and all these different things. What about those? So he writes like this. He says, "Vida deroiva trufo shaloasin." A lot of the medications that we swallow, a refuah sheshoisin, have a iruv dover behen dover hamotuk. They have flavoring. But they have a very bad, what he calls a bitter aftertaste. Right, bitter aftertaste. How do you look at that? It's flavored, but after you take it, you make that face like, you know, is that already now considered not derech achila? So Rabbi Belsky writes in number 19, Tirufos neged Shual, Tirufos neged Shual mechilos markivim rabim shem treifa, or yalulam liyas treifa. They mix into a lot of these over-the-counter medications. They mix in a lot of not kosher stuff. Kamoi glycerin, which we'll have to talk more about. Choyim reitam bedvarim leisafim. Tirufos elu nilkochos kebiblia uli'itim kreves tamo matuk. Sometimes you swallow them and it's actually a good flavor. Umatzrichim bracha shehakol. Can I make a bracha on it? It's not like a capsule that's a piece of no taste. It's geshmaka taste. Kivon sheyesh hano benetilos, and it's enjoyable. Hatzarich betruf elu einu beena pikuach nefesh veena doiche esureter. That's already a problem. The syrups that have a good flavor, that's already a much more complex issue. Okay? So Mitzvah Hashem, next week, we'll get into what's the halachic status of cough medicine, or really the bigger thing we're going to talk about is what's commonly known as glycerin. A lot of the cough medications have glycerin in it. Glycerin, again, is the same, it's almost like gelatin, that it comes from either animal or vegetable. We don't know. And glycerin is different than gelatin because glycerin actually gives off a good taste. So if it gives off a good taste, now you can't just tell me it's batel achil. It's not batel achil's kelev. It's a geshmaka thing. So now we'll have to see Blineda next week. We'll have to see what are some of the options to get around, or if we could deal with glycerin in our cough medicines. Again, in a lot of the kids' medicines, and we'll have to see how, if at all, there's a way to get around that issue.